RSM Central's Form Express.
Thanks to Career One, it's time for the Form Express for our Friday meetings, big meeting at Wodonga in Country Victoria. It's Cup Day. This is what Harry White had to say regarding his best bet, his quaddie, and also his play of the day.
Race 3, number 2, Palazzo Musico should be winning that race. Otherwise, I don't know where they go. Value, race 2, number 12, Real Feeling. Obviously been crunched in the market a little bit. Quaddie, 1.257 in the first leg. Second leg, 1.456. Third leg, 4.689. Last leg, 1.236. Play of the day, Zach Spain to win the Jockey Challenge at $3.10.
So that's the story there from Harry White. It's Wodonga Gold Cup Day. This is what Mitch Beer had to say. Of course, he has Sky Cool in this year's Cup.
Oh, I think Sky Cool is the best chance of mine for the day.
Right.
She come back this preparation and, you know, last time in, I spent the whole time trying to get her to run 1400. Her runs at Sandown were really good. And then she won the country championships up here. We put her away. She come back and it's just taken her a couple of runs to fire up. I put the shades on her and she won a good race at Wagga. She went to the Snake Gully Cup and got in behind the speed, travelled sweetly. They sprinted. She come off the bridle and then went through the line really well. And just first go at a mile today. She's drawn well. She's by far my best hope all day.
Love it. Good luck there to Mitchell Beer. This is what Ray Huxley had to say regarding his best bets and also his quaddie at Cranbourne tonight.
Michael, my best is race 6, number 6, Knowles. I think the value will go with race 7, number 3, Whittington Stone. My play of the day, go all up the first three favourites. Race 1, number 2, race 2, number 10, and race 3, number 5. You'll finish up with about $7 the all up those three. And I think they'll all be very, very hard to beat. My quadrilla, going a bit skinny. The first leg, 2.46. The second leg, 6 only. Third leg, 3.5.8.11. And the last leg, 3.6.7.9.
This is the Form Express on this Friday morning here on RSN Central. They're racing at Canberra. Ian Humphries joins us to give us his best bets and also his quaddie at Canberra this afternoon. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Take it away.
Yeah, we've got a couple of specials here today, mate. At Canberra, fairly good odds today. We've got $12.54. The best is race 5, number 6, Sydney Lib. So three runs back from the spill. He's ready now for the 2,000 metres. It's good last start. He went just beaten. So making the best race. Race 5, number 6, Sydney Lib. And then go to race 7, number 14, Scar Leo. He stepped up this grade last start and was just beaten. Dropping back to 1,400 metres today will suit him much better. He draws for a lovely run. So make him the second special, race 7, number 14, Scar Leo. The quaddie, the first leg will take numbers 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The second leg, 4, 5, 11 and 19. The third leg, 6 and 14 only. And come home with 3, 4, 6, 8 and 9.
Good on you, Ian. Dominate the nation's capital this afternoon.
Thanks, Gareth.
Racing at Muswellbrook in New South Wales, Harry White, good morning to you.
Morning, Gareth.
Take it away with your specials and a quaddie, please.
Best bet, race 6, number 12, Leawood. Won well here on debut when closing off strongly from the back before being thrown straight into stakes company where she was far from disgraced. I think back in grade, up in trip, there's plenty of upside about her. She's my best of the day. And then we can jump back to race 1, number 7, Baker. I don't really know how to say it. Probably best to be forgiving of the first up run. Drew wide, did work early to get into a position. Ultimately was three wide without cover anyway. She's much better drawn for a front-running transit. Gets winkers on, expect vast improvement. So best, race 6, number 12. And I like to kick off the day with a winner, race 1, number 7. Quaddie, fairly skinny today. Standing out number 7 only in the first leg. Standing out my best, number 12 only in the second leg. Third leg, 8, 9 and 11. And the last leg, 3, 7 and 8.
Love your work, Harry. Back
Thanks,
plenty
Harry.
Of winners.
Thanks, mate.
How good when you can go to your favourite store and they can say, well, there you go, that's the best. This is the sale today, Gareth. You get 2 for 1, and that's what we're getting with Howard Walter this morning. He's giving us his thoughts on the Sunshine Coast and also Dalby, the two race meetings in Queensland. Good morning to you, Howard.
G'day, Gareth. It must be a Black Friday thing.
Yes. Bargains left, right and centre. Exactly. How do we back a winner on this Friday?
Well, first of all, that Dalby's an interesting meter, though. Most people, you know, mightn't watch Dalby, but What's worth noting is Zach Lloyd and his brother Jaden Lloyd are both riding here, sons of Jeff. And yes. Zach's having his first ride in race one, and the horse is currently $1.35. He's on the favourite in the last. So he's the favourite in the jockey challenge, Zach, and he's never ridden in a race. And Jaden's the second favourite. So just a nice little backstory for watching Derby races today. Where I'll start is race three, number two, Call Me Legend, which is the second favourite. I thought this horse should be favourite. Last start was in a staying race at Ipswich where a horse went out with like a 10-length lead. Halfway home, Call Me Legend was probably 17 lengths away and really left its run too late. In the end, got beaten four lengths. But when you saw how much ground it had to make up on the winner, it was just basically set too great a task. Sky Bogenhuber jumps aboard today, replaces the apprentice. And as for the favourite, the odds-on favourite, Hostage Awards, had three runs at the 1,400 this time in, and now it's jumping up to 2,000, and there's other pace in the race. So I just thought Call Me Legend would outstay it. So race three, number two. And then the other bet at Dalby, race seven, number two, Paliki, which is Zach Lloyd's, the other favourite he's riding. This is for Toby and Trent Edmonds as well. Six-length winner at Gatton two starts ago, contested a better race than this at the Gold Coast since and ran fourth. It maps to go straight to the front. So I think Paliki in the last race could be bringing up his second winner. Time will tell. But race seven, number two. As far as the quaddy goes, 6 and 10 into 4, 5, 10 into 1, 6, 7, 10 and 1 and 2 in the final leg. So that's Dalby.
Now the Sunshine Coast Friday night racing.
Friday night, 10 races, if you don't mind. They normally have 7, but they're having 10. Now, I'm going to start off there in race 1, number 8. Now, I rarely do this. This is very unusual for Sunshine Coast. They're all first starters, two-year-olds. You don't see that too often. There's only 7 runners. They've all trialled. And when I went through the trials, I was taken with number 8, Clairview Lady, Stuart Kendrick's horse, sat back 5th, quickly moved into 2nd place at the top of the straight. But the jockey wasn't keen to do much. It got beaten 4 lengths, but I thought could have gone very close to winning that heat. And it, you know, certainly should have finished a lot closer. So Luke Tarrant rode in the trial. He's riding her here. So I'm happy with the $4.60. She's equal 3rd favourite, but I thought she had as good a chance as any. So race 1, number 8, Clairview Lady. And then in race 4, number 4, Boom Nova, this filly trained by Chris Munce by Spirit of Boom. She had one start at the Gold Coast back in March on a soft 7 and ran 3rd to Kizukano and Rockfire, if you don't mind, the two outstanding two-year-olds of their year. It was 6 lengths away, but it was still a good run, and I'd like to think they'd win a race like this by more than 6 lengths. So she's had a trial, and the jockey did not move on. I won the trial by 0.5 length, but quite as a church mouse, as they say. So race 4, number 4, Boom Nova. She maps very well. The second favourite could be back and or wide. So I thought Boom Nova would take plenty of catching in race 4. And the quaddy at the Sunshine Coast, 2, 6, 8, 11, into 6 and 7, into 7, 12, 14 and 16, into 6 and 7.
I'm going to call you Dermot Branton today. You're a champion, day, night, premiership player at Dalby and the Sunshine Coast.
If Dermot Branton looked at me, I'd faint.
Good on you, Howard. Enjoy your rest after doing those two meetings.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Racing at Port Lincoln this afternoon. Nadia Horn joins us to help us back a winner in South Australia. Hello, Nadia.
Hello, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your better bets on that program? And then a quaddy, please.
We'll kick off race 4 with the favourite here in the event 1, Mercedale. It was able to win last time out at its third run break this prep. Look, they're betting around $1.85, $1.90. I think that represents pretty good value because it only has to run up to what it did last time out to defeat this lot yet again, runs into a similar type of field and does get to a position just off speed and is only 6 kilos over the minimum for a horse that has just been a mighty consistent galloper this time in. So I like race 4, number 1, Mirthdale. We then rolled into race 5 in the 54 over the 1390. Four Crazy Culprit is around the 550 mark. You'd expect it to go forward. Barrier draw is probably key to its chances. The fact that it's finally drawn a gate and come up with gate number 1. Got the natural speed. Has had a couple of runs back now this preparation and hasn't really had the best of luck. Hasn't been beaten far in a lot of those races. Its best form, it would be winning this race. Race 5, 4, Crazy Culprit. And the other horse we like comes up in race 9 today, Gareth. The horse called Social Media, number 6, who has come off of 2 recent placings, gets a 2-kilo claim for Maggie Collett. Will need a little bit of luck probably from the draw, but has got the natural speed to get across and probably is going to sit outside the leader. But on its recent ratings, does look like it's got an edge on these. So I've gone race 4, the 1, race 5, the 4, race 9, number 6. And our quaddie today, 1, 4, 5, 6 and 9 first leg, 3, 5, 6 and 8 in the second, 1, 2, 3 and 7 in the third leg, and runners 1, 4 and 6 in the last leg.
Thank you, Nadia. Enjoy your day and we'll catch up with you tomorrow. In fact, we'll catch up with you in about 20 minutes' time for the Metro Form Express.
Good on you, Gareth.
There's Nadia Horn, Harness Racing. The first race is done and dusted there from Maribor, and Lockie McIntosh joins us to give us his thoughts on the better bets on that program. Good morning to you once again, Lockie.
Yeah, good morning again, Gareth. Maribor today. I thought a couple of good bets were race 6, number 8, Dreamcatcher for the Gabby Dam team. It's about 2.40 currently with the tab fixed odds. It's a tricky draw inside back row, but it's a talented horse. It's won its 2 runs back from a long spell and it's got better with each run. So I think it'll be winning today, race 6, number 8, Dreamcatcher. And the other one I liked, race 7, number 5, Croc Rock, is another leg of the quaddy as well. This is one of the Chris Venozio's stable. It's been placed at its last 3. It's bursting to break through again. I think it drops back in class on the sort of horses it's been meeting recently, and I think it looks a good chance as well. We've missed the price. It's into 270, but I still think it's not a bad bet at that. And my each wayer for the day was in race 5, number 6, Valachi. It's about 950 and 240. It's horse racing really well. I can see a bit of speed there on the front row of the sprint trip, and if he can get a nice tuck in, look for it to be charging home late. Race 5, number 6, Valachi. Our quaddie will go 168 in the first leg. We'll take 8 Dreamcatcher, 1 out in the second leg. We'll go 5 Croc Rock, 1 out in the third leg, and then we'll come home a little wider. The 2's very short in the market, but I didn't think it was a good thing. 2, 5, 9, 10, 11 we'll take in the last leg and hope for some value.
Good stuff, Lockie. Enjoy Maribor.
No worries. See you guys.
Harness racing tonight at Geelong. Luke Humphreys, good morning.
Hello again, Gareth.
Where do we start with your specials and then a quaddie, please?
Yeah, my best bets are nice odds, actually, in race 6, number 4, Indigo Darts. They're currently $3.10 on the tab fixed odds. This is a horse that, look at the recent figure form, it's not the best, but it has been going around in stronger races, down in greater bit tonight. Think she'll go very close indeed. You go back 5 starts ago, she actually ran second in a Metropolitan Standard 3-year-old race. And as I say, just down in greater bit tonight. So race 6, number 4, good little prize at $3.10. Indigo Data, my best bet. The other one I think that'll probably win is race 8, number 4, Trit Trit Bang Bang. There's another horse in the race that's equally as good as him, what Stanley got. But from a speed map perspective, the race will probably suit Trit Trit Bang Bang a bit better, being an on-pace horse in a small field. So race 6, number 4, best bet. Next best, race 8, number 4. Looking at the value, probably race 7, number 1, G Smith on the website's the one, but also race 3, number 6, Illawong Champers. Both should be able to go close enough. Illawong Champers has been going well. G Smith presumes has got plenty of ability. So race 3, number 6, race 7, number 1, the value chances. The quaddie, the first leg, 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9, which is the fast class race and a very good race, the highlight of the night. So take as many as you can afford in that first leg. Second leg, 4, 1 out. Third leg, 1, 2, 4 and 6, and fourth leg, maybe 4, 1 out, but if you want to play it a bit safe, you can also throw in 6 and we'll come home with the 2 favourites in the last leg, Gareth.
Good on you, Luke. Good calling.
Thanks, Gareth.
It's Tab Melbourne Cup night, the world's greatest greyhound race. Looking forward to it. It's race 6 on the card at Sandown. Jason Adams, good morning to you. It's finally arrived.
Good morning, Gareth. It's finally here, and geez, you can't help it just be really excited. It's the sport's biggest night, the sport's greatest race, and yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome.
Where do we start with your best bets on the program?
We kick off in race 1, number 2, Aston Silk. And it just, look, over time, she's developed strength where you wind back the clock 6 months, she was more of a high-speed type that could have been a bit vulnerable late. But now she's developing into a much better all-rounder. She doesn't have a lot of immediate pressure towards her inside and outside here tonight. So just need to begin quite cleanly. And I think she's a big chance in that one. Race 1, number 2, Aston Silk. We'll then go to race 10 and number 3, Eagle's Nest Egg. And I love the way that he won at the Meadows. It was just really powerful. And for some time, you could tell he had a lot of ability. Just a penny hadn't dropped in terms of going on and winning the races that did match up with what he's able to do. But I think he's good to go now. He's got an inside draw here in box 3. And just off that run from Saturday night, I think he's a big player in this one. So race 10, number 3. Then the third of them, Gareth, let's throw caution to the wind in the big one, the Tab Melbourne Cup final, race 6, number 2, Simon Told Helen. I just think he's drawn the most favourable out of all the runners here. He just got to begin cleanly because, you know, after that, he's going to accelerate real quick. And boy, what a career it'd be if he was to go on and win tonight. After the year he's had, he'd advance from an elite greyhound in recent years into one of the all-time greats. So, race six, number two, Simon Salt Helen.
Yeah, and we're talking about Usain Bolt with Dean and Hamish this morning, how he was a little tardy away, but he mustered speed so quickly over 100 metres. And then I was thinking, that's what Simon Salt Helen does. He's a little slow away for his first step, and then he goes bang.
Exactly right, and I think back to another Cup winner in 2013 in Black Magic Opal. It did the same thing. It was just fair to go, and then after that, his acceleration was fierce. So for Simon, that's the key to his race tonight. Just balance up early, and we know what he does after that.
What is the Jason Adams with the TAB special offers there? What's your double on tonight's program?
My double is those first two that I mentioned, Aston Silk and also Eagle's Nest Egg. So races 1 and 10 is that double. I haven't seen the price recently, Gareth, so I'm not sure what we can get for that, but it will be enhanced as opposed to what you typically get for that sort of double.
Okay, so I think if you go to your TAB app and you go to Extras or Racing Extras and you flick through, you'll be able to find it there. So it might say Racing Extras, Vic. In fact,
what about yours, Gareth? You got a multi up?
Mine's $8. Christo Bale and Anthony as a Party's Greyhound in race number 3, I think. One of the early favourites there, McCauley's Lad. So that's my double. You can get $8 there. I think I'm taking on Mick Floyd. He's got McCauley's Lad. And then he has Weblek Ace taking me on. He's dreaming Christo Bale over the top. In fact, it probably settles a little closer over the 600 metres. That's what my experts are telling me anyway. So, yeah, give them strength, Jason. Can't wait for tonight, mate. Sky Racing Active, download the Sky Racing Active app and you can watch an uninterrupted coverage throughout the night at Sandown Park for the sport's biggest night of greyhound racing.
You're not wrong. And, of course, Thrill of the Chase on 7.2 as well from 7.30 till 8.30. And don't forget as well, Gareth, there's a projected $1 million TAB quaddy pool. So with the quality that we've got throughout the quaddy legs, there's every reason to get involved.
All right, mate. We'll go and get them tonight. Thanks for that.
Cheers, Gareth.
There's Jason Adams there. Could be a big night for one of the best greyhound trainers in the game. Calvin Greenough joins us. He's got two runners at Sandown Park and two of the group ones, of course. Houtini Boys, $1.80, this much talked about, exciting chaser in the bold trees for the stays. And then he'll be representing WA with Tommy Shelby, who's a $9 chance in the TAB Melbourne Cup. Cal, good morning to you.
Morning, Gareth.
Do you get nervous on match day ahead of such a big race meeting?
Look, I did a while ago when I started off, but as the years go by, it seems to get a bit easier. It's been surprisingly calm around the camp this week, which is very surprising because they've all actually taken it in their stride. But you should be probably a little bit toey, but no, everyone seems to be pretty good.
So Houdini Boys at $1.80. Did he hit the front too early there the other day? Or would you prefer to see him in front or coming from behind and chasing greyhounds?
Look, if you're in front, you obviously don't have any dramas going past. But yep, he seems to be a better dog if he's chasing them down. So he seems to make it a bit of a competition of trying to catch the dog in front. I think because he got to the front early last week, it was very unusual for him. And I was really watching how it played out. But he seemed to play it out pretty good. And, yeah, look, he's a different dog. And, you know, he always makes his own luck by weaving his way through. But anything can happen in a race like it happened at the Meadows, his first distance run. And he got pushed out wide and lost plenty. And he just wouldn't want to do it in a race like this tonight.
How much improvement from that first run at the track and distance there last week at Sandown for Houdini Boy?
Yeah, look, it's always a little bit difficult second up, Gareth. So that's my concern.
Okay.
Most dogs generally find a bit more with a few hard runs under their belt over the distance. I've found that most dogs generally can put in a really good run first off and then maybe flatten off for a few runs, and then around about number four or five starts in, they just seem to get that stronger base, run home and do all those things you need to do. But look, the dog's, I'm saying that, he seems to have pulled up exceptionally well. I haven't had any issues at all. So if he had gone to the water bucket and was a bit lethargic. I mean, he just come out bouncing the next day. So that was a positive sign. So I guess we'll see it tonight what actually happens.
Yeah, can't wait to see him. His exciting's at $1.80. The punters believe he'll get the job done anyway in that bold trees. The Tab Melbourne Cup, the world's greatest greyhound race. You've got Tell Me Shelby engaged here, and he's got box number 6. He showed a lot of courage and determination last week to win his heat. I guess the key to Tommy, that if he's going to win this year's Tab Melbourne Cup, he needs to be at his very best out of the boxes. Is that how you see it?
Absolutely, Gareth. Look, the dog, from what I can see, he's come out of the boxes maybe twice and put the issue beyond doubt very early. I'm saying that he's never raced against these type of dogs. So, you know, when you're running up against Simon Told, Helen, Hartstall, Rico, Shimmer Shine, Tigalong Tonk, those type of dogs are at the group top level. So he's never experienced that. That's going to be the key, whether he can handle the pressure of these type of dogs. But look, the dog's feeling fantastic. I'm really happy with him. He just needs to have a little bit of luck and then we'll see if he's good enough.
Okay. Do you think he's good enough, Cal?
I think he is. Look, I was asked that question recently and I said, look, I think Melbourne Cups are generally won by having a bit of luck, but making your own luck by actually doing what you said, beginning, getting no trouble. You can't lose 3 or 4 lengths and win a race like a Melbourne Cup. So he needs to have everything perfect go his way tonight to win a Melbourne Cup.
Is this the best field that you've seen in this great race?
Oh, look, I've seen some rippers over the years. Yeah. Remembering Fernando Bale and when he ran up against Dinah Double One, that was probably one of the highlights I've seen in the Melbourne Cup, where it's two outstanding dogs. But very rarely do you see, you know, 5 of the top group dogs get through. And even the other dogs are all very, very good dogs in their own right. So, you know, it's all about box draws, luck, you know, what happens. Who knows? Once those lids go up, all the rules change.
Simon Told Helen, the one to beat in your eyes?
Oh, look, I love Simon Told Helen. He just barges his way through no matter where he is. He just seems to find the lead. He got into trouble early last week, pushed his way through early, got to the front, still run a 5.05, and then of course, he's explosive down the back. So, yeah, he's an outstanding dog, and so are the others I mentioned. So, you know, it's just one of those fantastic races that come on. Pity if we couldn't get a big crowd there tonight cheering those dogs on.
Will you be there, Cal?
Look, I probably won't be. But okay. Steve was trying to organise some stupid thing with the shades off me mowing, and he was going to do
it. Hey, mate, good luck tonight, and wish Steve Withers the best of luck as well with Tommy Shelby. But, geez, I'm excited to see what Houdini Boy can do in that Group 1 Bold Trees. He's a superstar athlete. He is getting new people involved in this sport, and looking forward to seeing what he can do tonight. We wish you the best of luck, mate.
Thanks very much, Gareth.
There's Calvin Greener, the number one Hawthorn supporter in the game and also one of our very best greyhound trainers. 11:39, time for a quick break. That was the Friday Form Express on the